Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke. Say It Loud is a timely new series from PBS Digital Studios offering relatable experiences of modern Black American life, from media and public affairs to # growing up Black. The weekly host-driven series is part cultural critique, part talk show, and part history lesson. Say It Loud educates about lesser-known Black civil rights leaders, inventors, and artists who have greatly influenced American life but are often left out of history books. The show offers an in-depth, fresh look at how Black American culture has developed and continues to develop. And the hosts enlighten viewers with their unique perspectives and expertise on Black history and modern Black culture, and their charisma and charm incorporates fun and humor into the Say It Loud videos. We're happy to have one of the hosts with us this morning, AZ Dungy. Welcome to In the Moment.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hi, you're in New York City, is that right?
That's right, yep.
Now,
Brooklyn.
Okay. before we get started, one of your colleagues tells me that you used to live in South Dakota.
I spent some time there. That's true. Yeah. I did a sort of like a study abroad, but it was on the Standing Rock Reservation when I was in college.
Sure. Up in the north central part of the state. Yeah. You're probably glad you're not here this week, though. It's been like 20 below.
Yeah, I've heard. I still have a lot of friends there, I've definitely heard about that.
Yeah. Well, let's get a feel for a Say It Loud video. Could you walk us through what an episode might look and sound like?
It's funny you say that because we have kind of a very fun way of doing the show where it's not going to be the same week to week. Mm-hmm. But as an example, we might start with a funny skit or something that is around the topic. And then we will go into the questions that we want to approach for that particular episode. And then some history about that gives some context. And then maybe a segment where we talk to an expert someone who knows more than we do about the subject. And then back to kind of like our own, myself and my co-host Evelyn, our own thoughts or feelings around the subject. And then usually at the end, there's a question for the audience. And then there'll be like a space to comment and everything after and talk to people around the subject.
Sure.
So that's generally how it is, because we'd like to make sure to put a lot of comedy into it as well. We're both
definitely
from comedy backgrounds, and so there's definitely going to be like funny things throughout, in at least one sketch or something funny like that within each episode.
Yeah. Evelyn Gogi is the a host as well of Say It Loud. And from your trailer, the trailer to preview the digital series, do we call ourselves Black or people of color? What is soul food? And those are questions asked in the trailer. Could you explain how culture and changes to the culture continue, and how you address that in the Say It Loud series?
Well, for one thing, we want to make sure that when we talk about culture, we put it into a larger context, which is for a lot of what is African-American culture comes from the historical context. So that is always something to look at. For example, when we talk about the word ghetto, which is something that in the 90s became a reference to something being, I guess, from a lower class Black experience, urban experience. But the word ghetto comes from a larger history having to do with most recently the Holocaust in a lot of people's minds. Mm-hmm. So we talk about those things and how these words and these cultural phenomenons have evolved over time, and then what they mean today, also in the context of not just being Black, but what it means to be Black in America today. So again, with like the word ghetto, it's not just about being Black. Usually it's about having something that is seen as not as classy mm-hmm. as something else. And that, of course, comes from the Black experience being linked to being having less income or being of a lower class, and also being disparaged by the larger culture. So, but then on the other hand, things that are ghetto often after a while become mainstream and then get picked up by the wider culture and then become a part of mainstream American culture. So there's a lot to talk about, even with one small topic like that, about how culture changes within African-American culture and also within the greater American culture.
Interesting. And when we talk about keeping the program upbeat, you and Evelyn have a lot of fun and try to make it fun for the viewer. My question, I'm wondering how you are able to keep the program upbeat when you address some of the negative aspects of Black history, like slavery, oppression, racism. Are those tough areas for you to deal with when you're still trying to keep the program just kind of popping?
Yes. I don't know if you're familiar with my web series that I put out about 4 or 5 years ago called Ask the Slave.
Absolutely. I was going to talk about that in a moment. Yeah.
Okay. But that is also, you know, I definitely addressed a lot of really tough issues with humor.
Yeah.
Which is actually another, another aspect of African-American culture and a lot of cultures, like Jewish culture also has this thread, too, of using satire to face really difficult things, because actually sometimes coming at them face on can be less effective than using humor to address them. And one of the reasons is that all of these difficult subjects are not only difficult for African Americans, but they're difficult for white Americans to face in a lot of ways. And we have a lot of different ways of looking at them or dealing with them. And so our defenses often come up when subjects like slavery or racism or events that we don't all agree on come up. And so when the defenses are there, we're ready to fight. But if you infuse humor in it, it brings people's defenses down. Actually, it changes the chemicals in their whole brain, and they're able to listen more closely and hear your side of things and hear your point of view. So it's always been a tactic that people have used, comedians have used, to talk about difficult subjects and people who want to bring sort of like more awareness to people who aren't aware could use humor in order to do that without making things more difficult, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Easy Dungy is our guest right now, and she's an actress, comedian, and writer, and one of the hosts of Say It Loud, a new digital series from PBS. And you kind of already explained, dovetailed into my next question about Ask a Slave and how that has kind of aided you in what you're doing with Say It Loud. Ask a Slave was brilliant, and I just wanted to see if you would quickly tell us the backstory on how Ask a Slave came to be, because it's very interesting.
Yeah, sure. When I graduated college, I went to NYU and I was in New York, and I was like, oh, okay, I think I need to go home for a while. And so I went back to D.C., which is where I'm from. I'm from the Maryland, the DMV area. And so I started working at George Washington's house, which is now a museum and estate, and they have a few actors that walk around in character and talk to visitors as if they were still living in the time of George Washington. And so when I was there, I portrayed his housemaid, one of Mrs. Washington's personal maids, Caroline Branham. And so I did that for a few years, and I had such outrageous experiences with guests and their questions and their comments to me that when I left and moved to LA to more focus on, you know, what I wanted to do, which was work in television and film, I decided to make a web series about having worked that job. And I set it at George Washington's house, and I portrayed a fiction, but based on the same, on the real person, housemaid, enslaved woman, who was answering questions from the public. And so it is a satirical show, and a satirical way of dealing with what I really experienced, but everything is based on real questions and real situations I was in when I worked there.
It was brilliant. It was very well done.
Thank you.
How long have you known Evelyn Gogy, the other host of Say It Loud? You mesh together so well. It seems like you've known each other for years. Is that correct?
No, not at all.
Wow.
We were just brought on to work together on this project, actually. So
somebody did something right.
We're getting to know each other as we're working together, which has been a lot of fun, actually. They did a good job.
And before we go, I just wanted to ask you one more thing. Do you think there's any chance that Say It Loud could turn into a full-fledged PBS television project? It would be fun.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I mean, it drops February 7th, I believe. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what the response is. And if that's what people think, they should tell PBS.
PBS. Go ahead. Continue.
No, that's it.
Okay.
That's all, I mean.
PBS.org. And again, the digital series is called Say It Loud. AZ Dungy is one of the hosts. She's been our guest here on In the Moment. AZ, good luck. It's a fun series. I hope it goes well. And thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.